So continuing on in our discussion of the Rambam in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Tshuva, so the Rambam writes, after discussing that everybody is going to have a chelek in Olam Haba, but individuals need to pay the price in the interim. Danino so kifi chata'em v'yesham chelek Olam Haba, kol Yisrael yesham chelek Olam Haba, he's about to get to those who don't, but so ostensibly, as the Kesef Mishnah quotes, this is the Machlokes Tanoim, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, the Rambam Paskins like Rabbi Yeshua, this is the Gemara Sanhedrin and the Perek HaChelek, appropriately, Daf Kofhei, where Rabbi Yeshua makes a diok, the discussion there about Bilam, the Gemara, that Bilam doesn't have chelek in Olam Haba, so the implication is that it's not his being a non-Jew, but his being a Rasha. So chasidei umas olam yesh lahem chelek in Olam Haba. So we have to conceptualize this. It's not just an isolated psak halacha of the Rambam, but it has to do with the Rambam's notion of Olam Haba in general, which is in Perek Ches of Hilchos Tshuva. I'll just summarize it, but then I'll explain why I think there's the real Rambam Lashitasa here. So Perek Ches of Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam quotes a day in Chazal that what is Olam Haba? Tzadikim Yoshin Atzer Sein V'Rosheim Nenim Miziv Hashchina. So he says that's not obviously a reference to corporeal life. There's no achila, there's just no shesia, there's no tashrish hamita, there's no rechitza or sicha be'olam haba'a. But there is, nene miziv hashchina. So what is that a mashal for? So kilomar tzadikim mitzuyim sham below amav lo yagia, v'chein zeh sham b'ratzer sein b'roshem, kilomar das sheyedu shebiglala zachu l'chayam haba mitzuyimayin, v'yatara shalhan kinin sham b'shlamo batara she'etra lo imo b'yom chasun aso v'yom simchas libo. In other words, once you can escape the trap of the corporeal reality of this world, a person can have the das that they aggregated fully enjoy themselves, but Olam Haba. So this is what we call the naturalistic theory of Olam Haba, the Rambam was famous for, that Olam Haba is less a reward than a natural consequence. A person who spends their life gathering Yediyas Hashem, whatever their origins are, Hein Tariq Mitzvos, Hein Sheva Mitzvos Meninoach, which the Rambam consistently refers to as Torah Sam, their Torah, their avenue for Yediyas Hashem. So the point that the Rambam is trying to make is, so if they got that Yediyas Hashem, the Chasidei Umos HaOlam in this world, if they got that, so obviously they'll have a chelek in Olam Haba. So he's not just being machria, machlokes, Rabbi Shoah, Rabbi Lazar, it has to do with this whole theory of Olam Haba, even for Klal Yisrael. And this is actually the Rambam Lashitasa at the end of Perek Ches of Hilchos Malachim, where the Rambam says the following, Kom ekabashar mitzvah sin Israel asos an arezim echasidei omas olam, v'yishlo chelek olam haba. V'hu shikabal osam yasos an bidei shetzivu nekadosh baruch hu batora, v'hodiyanu idei meishe rabbeinu shebnei noach mikodem nitztavu bahen, v'olim asan bidei echrei hadas, ein zekir tosh v'yinu chasidei omas olam v'ilo chachameyam. So the Rambam says, strikingly, and as a person is fully observant, of all of the Shemitzos B'nei Noach, Kutzo Shal Yud, but he does it mitnei hechrei hadas, not because he has a sense that this is the truth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he does them because this is what seems rational to him. So the Rambam says, Eino michasidei umas olam v'lo mechachmeim. So it's not about compliance, but again, the Rambam Lashitasa, it's about the idea that accompanies that compliance, or let's say it more precisely, the idea that catalyzes that compliance, right? Because for the Rambam, Olam Haba is a product of Yediyas Hashem. So the fundamental Yediya that the Ben Noach has to have, Mibnei Shetziva Ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Reishis Das Yiras Hashem. He does it out of compliance with the will of the one true God, right? Not only that this is the Ratzon Hashem, but that this is the Ratzon Hashem as expressed in the Torah, which would by definition mean that he accepts that Klal Yisrael have to keep Taryag. And then we can talk about, Chasidei Umos HaOlam, Yesham Chelek Olam Haba. So the Rambam is really, building a very strong case that it's the Yediyas Hashem, the Nani Miziv Hashchina, that, generates Olam Haba. For Chasidei Umos HaOlam, it really requires that level, and in particular that level of understanding.